Welcome everybody, Shiur number 783, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question. When we talk, again, we're dealing in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, trying to get through these various different shilas, and then we'll move on from there. Interesting question. When we say, we've been talking about constantly in reference to swallow, 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 you make a bracha, make sure you take the first bite and you swallow, fine. Or if you take a drink, you make sure you swallow. You can't talk out anyways when the drink's in your mouth, so the place don't even really talk about it too much. It's more on the food, right? The person takes a drink in their mouth, you can't talk while the drink is there. But the interesting question, and then we spoke about last year in reference to Torah saying out of Amen, Devarim Shem Kedusha. So the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvah was brought down that one should be careful as much as possible to try and give a quick swallow before they even say Devarim Shem Kedusha. But be it as it may, there is what to rely on, even in case somebody did talk out, but say Baruch Hu Amen Yehesh Me'Rabu or so on, while the piece of food is in their mouth, there is definitely what to rely on. But one should be careful to try and swallow real quickly. Now, in reference to a candy, right? What do we do with a candy? In other words, I make a shahakal and I'm going to suck on a candy. At what point do I say, well, good, I know the halacha is if I eat something, I'm supposed to swallow. If I drink something, I'm supposed to swallow before I talk out. When it comes to a candy, I'm not going to be swallowing my candy. I'm just sucking on my candy. That's what I do. So where do I draw the line? At what point could I talk out? That's the bottom line. At what point could I talk out and be mafsik? No, nothing to do with a mage. Just in general, I suck a candy. I want to talk out. So it brings down the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvah in that same Yud Gimel, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Yud Gimel, like we spoke about before. And he brings at the end over there, he says, L'inyin Suchris Shaderech, what about by candies, he said? Shaderech, or could be even by gum, same thing, right? L'ochlam Alidei Metzitza, it's you suck on it, or you chew on it, or whatever, bepeh. You don't swallow the candy, you don't swallow the gum. Came Derech Achilosam. Oh, so says the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvah, since this is the Derech of people to suck on it, to chew on it. That's how it is. You don't swallow it, you just chew on it. V'metzitza zu mischaven l'shem achila. So this, it's a very interesting thing. He brings down that this candy, this gum, is the a person has a mind with this sucking or this chewing to l'shem achila. You make a bracha, right? You make a bracha. That's for sure. You make a bracha. It has a taste. You make a bracha. So now the question is, I'm not going to swallow it. So where do I draw the line? In other words, when could I talk out? So since a person has a mind to fulfill the eating of sucking on, when they suck on a candy or chewing on a gum, this is what they do. Everybody knows you don't swallow it. So lachen kol shabola mehatam, he says, halechos, as long as you swallow a little bit of the taste, from the initial taste, ayetze min asukhra, is mutaloy lahafsik, then you could already talk out. Ubidiyeved kol shehirgish b'cheich mitam, he says, what about, so ubidiyeved, How far does this go? Even with the evid, as long as somebody feels some sort of a taste, let's say they didn't swallow, they just put the candy in their mouth. So at least once you feel the taste in your mouth, right, in your palate, in your mouth, mitam has suchra ein choizer mevarech. You do not have to go back and say another bracha. So it's a very interesting concept that he's bringing down over here. Okay, so he brings this from the Shas Hashem of Avi Omer. Actually, somebody showed this to me, whereby the Avi Omer talks about whereby you have to make a bracha on gum, right, and on candies that have taste. These things have taste. These various different type of mints, candies, gum, all these different type of things have taste, and you have to make a bracha on it. That's the Shas Hashem of Avi Omer. So he brings down. So he says Kol Shehischol Lelois V'Yoytzei Tam. Once you start sucking on it, right? As we know, you take a candy, you take a mint. Once you start sucking on it, the taste starts to come out. When you take chewing gum, for example, also, once you start chewing on it, if you just put it in your mouth, it could take a little bit of time till you start to feel a taste. Once you start to chew, one or two chews of the chewing gum, right, you start to feel the taste. By a candy, as soon as the first sucking of the candy or the mint, you're going to start to feel the taste. So he says, he brings from the Sefer Shas Hashuv Tzevi Eimer in Ois number 95 over there that, again, in Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois 95, that Kol Shehischol Lelois, once you start the chewing or sucking process, V'yuyitzetam, and it comes out the taste, V'nichnas L'groinah, so that taste is going into you know, into your stomach, into your, it's going down the chute, as they say, right? So shuv, at that point, shuv mutar lahafsik b'dibur. Then one could already talk out. That's what the Shas Shuv Zaviyah Amir is saying. Val kolponim sheyiyah hanoi sachech. But the bottom line is you're having hana already, right? But before that, one should talk, be careful, he says, one should be careful not to talk out. And like we said, not to travel, not to walk around. We spoke about in the past that that's also a hefsek. I mean, lechatchila for sure. But the other one, lechatchila, one should be careful not before they swallow the first bite, not to be walking around. It comes up often, by the way, with food. I know even by myself. You know, you take the first bite, everybody's rushing. You take a bite and you jump here, you jump here, you fly, and everybody's like on the run constantly. So a person has to be careful. Not even the candy. I'm talking about the general concept of it. I just realized myself one time since we've been doing these shiurim, so I realized that you can't even walk from place to place until you swallow. I took a bite and I'm like, one second, I want to jump up and do that, but you have to swallow before you start moving around, not to go from place to place, right? That's what we spoke about. It could be running into a question of a hefsek. So, and people don't realize that, myself included. We all don't realize when this comes up. So that's in regular food. But now when it comes to candy, so he says also the same thing. Before you start to feel the hana in your mouth, that you, at least that much, but even more so to swallow, to take a swallow of the taste that was there, that first swallow. So then before that, why don't you be careful not to talk out? Lo yisiach v'lo yeluch mimakim l'makim. Why don't you not talk out? And before you take that first swallow, again, getting back to the candy, the gum, or the mints, right? And before you take that first swallow of that taste, one should be careful not to talk out and also not to start walking around from place to place, because that constitutes a hefsek lechatchila also, like we spoke about, just like by food. So the same thing would be by candies, gum, and mints, and these various different type of things. So that's the bottom line. And like he ends off with the Eved, post facto, as long as you felt something, so let's say you'll say, well, I didn't swallow that first blast of taste or whatever, but as long as you started to feel it in your mouth, with the Eved, in your palate, you felt the taste of the gum, you felt the taste of the candy, you felt the taste of the mint, you would not definitely not have to remake the bracha, because before that point, and you just put the candy in your mouth, you made a shahakol, right? Now you put the candy in your mouth, you felt zero, nothing. It's a big problem if you talk out, because there's nothing there, till you have that first. It goes fast, obviously, but these things do come up. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlochem, bracha, kol tov.